Welcome to today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program. My name is Joe Sorensky. On today's program, I am privileged to be joined by Perry City Administrator Sven Peterson, and we are discussing yesterday's Perry City Council meeting. Sven, thank you as always for joining me.
It is my honor to be here with you, Joe.
So the first thing that I wanted to ask you about today is mosquito spraying. You had a lot of discussion on this because there's some people that feel like it's not being done, but it is, correct?
Yep, absolutely. So at the beginning of the season when we started spraying, there's a couple weeks where we got a little bit done, but we were having problems with our sprayer. So for about two weeks ago, we weren't able to do all of the town, but now we've got the sprayer figured out and we're going full blazes every Thursday night. So, you know, with the rain and everything coming through, just make sure that you keep water dumped out of everything. Last night, Susie Moorhead mentioned, check your gutters because sometimes your gutters can be clogged and full of water. And that's prime mosquito breeding area. So be sure and check all of that. And also tall grass. Mosquitoes can actually breed and populate in tall grass. So just another reason to get out and mow your grass and keep your lawn looking tidy.
Absolutely. And then related to the mosquito spraying, the council also approved an agreement to continue doing mosquito spraying for Dawson, correct?
Yes. So typically every year we do a resolution approving a rate for Dawson based on our costs of material and time to go over there and do mosquito spraying. A long time ago, I think Public Works went over there and drove the town so they knew how long it would take. And then they were able to calculate what everything would cost. So that's something we're kind of able to help out a neighboring community with. It just isn't practical for them to have their own equipment, and we've got it, so we're able to do that. In the past, they would pay for like 10 sprays a year, and now that's more of an on-call basis for them. So definitely nice for us to be able to get over there and help them out, spray their mosquitoes. Another thing about that mosquito sprayer, and we're still hearing it, is that sometimes we hear people complain that they can't hear the mosquito sprayer going past their house. And I think about 3 years ago, we upgraded sprayers and went from a diesel-powered sprayer that you could hear coming several blocks away to an electric sprayer that really you can stand right next to it and hardly hear it run. So we are still doing it. You just can't hear it. So typically we go out later at night, you know, after 8, 9, 10 o'clock, because if you get the product on you, you are supposed to wash it off. So we try and do it when most people are inside in a way. But we drive every street and every alley every Thursday night, weather dependent.
All right. Well, now moving on to some more action items. You had several items related to the Perry Municipal Airport. So what can you tell me about the latest involving the hangar project, first of all?
Yeah, so we kind of have two projects going out there simultaneously. The first is the hangar project. We're deconstructing one hangar and building a brand new one in its place. With that, we've discovered some electrical load issues with Alliant. So they'll be coming in and placing a new transformer for us, which will allow a little bit more load to come out into the airport. With that, we're doing a little bit of planning ahead, so we're going to be moving where that transformer starts. We'll have to do some reconfiguration of where our power feeds go throughout the airport, and part of that is actually looking ahead to the new runway and doing some of the power relocation for the new runway. Related to the new runway, last night we also approved some of the land acquisitions for the runway reconstruction project. So we were able to approve and close on four landowners and several properties with those landowners. So that was a wonderful step forward for us to be able to close on those.
Absolutely. Now, getting back to the electrical piece, that involved a change order that was, I believe, around $41,000.
Yep.
But that is going to be reimbursed eventually, correct?
Yeah, a majority of that is reimbursable because it's connected to that runway project. So once we're doing that runway project, we can submit those costs and then be able to move forward with getting that reimbursement back. We just have to hold it for a little bit because we're not to that phase. FAA is very phase-oriented, so right now we can't do anything beyond land acquisition. So once we get land acquisition done, we can turn in our grant application for that reimbursement.
All right. And then as far as the land acquisition is concerned, I don't think you have the exact figures with you right now, but about how much was each of these land purchases?
Well, each one was quite a bit different acreage and whatnot. So I believe last night we closed on about $1.3 million worth of property out there, 90% of which will be reimbursed from the FAA.
All right. One last question that I have about the airport project is the timeline. So when can people expect the hangar to be done, and then when will work begin on the runway?
Yeah, so hangar-wise, right now they're just beginning doing some of that electrical work so that they can tear down that old hangar. The new hangar is ordered, should be delivered sometime in July or August. And then from there on, it's just a matter of pouring footings, floor, and putting up the building. So probably total completion, we'll be looking at September or October for that. Runway is largely dependent on how land acquisition goes. If we're able to close on everything, we could put our bid package together to move dirt next year, and I'm hoping that's what we'll be able to do. So you could see dirt moving as early as next year out there.
All right, now real quick, I want to ask about something else going on at the airport, since we're talking about the airport.
You bet.
There's going to be a special concert there for the 150th celebration, correct?
Yeah, so the first night of our sesquicentennial celebration is actually out at the airport. So pretty much all day out at the airport, you can go out, get some airplane rides. In the afternoon, airplanes will be flying in, so you can go out and watch a whole bunch of airplanes land all day. And then in the afternoon, later evening, we do have a concert series out there with an opening act and a main headliner. So come out, see us. We will have some information up about airport projects, so you'll be able to learn more about that and what's going on, and even get up in an airplane and go for a ride. So definitely come on out with the family or friends or whoever and enjoy the airport.
Absolutely. Well, we still have a lot more to talk about here. So Sven, can I bring you back tomorrow and continue this conversation?
Yep, I'd love to come back.
That's been today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program with Sven Peterson. This has been part one of a two-part interview. Listen tomorrow for part two. You can find this program at RaccoonValleyRadio.com. My name is Joe Sierwinski with Raccoon Valley Radio News. Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.